Committee of Ways and Means to order. Appreciate everybody coming here on time. Representative Demmer, I bet you've read the minutes from May 7th.
Yeah, sure.
Representative Demmer moves the minutes to May 7th. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. And Representative Nelson, I bet you read May 10th.
Yes, I have.
And so Representative Nelson moves the minutes of May 10th. Any corrections or additions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed and carried. And the first thing on the agenda, we're going to go down to House File 2922. Members, that's in your packet. Chair would move that House File 2922 be recommended to pass based on the General Registry. Representative Thiessen, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could I also ask you to move an amendment for me?
Sure.
On page 39, to delete...
Is this an oral amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Page 39.
To delete Section 26, which is a $10 million appropriation to the MRF fund. I'd like to delete that.
Okay, members, page 39, Section 26, Chair will move to delete that. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed and carried. Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. With that change, this is the bill that passed off the House floor and then as we amended it in the conference committee. And so it's the MRF portion of the pension bill as it passed out of the House floor with 109 votes. And it's, in some sense, well, depending on your perspective, improved because there's actually $10 million less money going to MRF in this version.
Any discussion on the bill itself? Any discussion? If not, then the chair would renew his motion that House File 2922 as amended be recommended to pass and based on the General Registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And carried.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If we can go back to the minutes from Friday, May 7th. There were two roll calls after the committee came back from recess in the evening, and they're not reflected.
Yes.
I think. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You are.
Second page, 9 to 11, we have members voting above it.
Right, but I think we had the bill, when we had an amendment to the bill, and then the bill, I think there were two roll calls that night.
Do you recall when the second roll call was?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, there were two roll calls that night. There was an amendment offered by Representative Demmer that was roll called, and then the bill was also roll called. And the minutes only reflect one roll call. The Friday the 7th in the evening when we were down in room 118, there were two roll calls that night, and they're not reflected in the minutes.
You are correct. That needs to be changed. So I think what we'll do would it be okay if I reconsider the amendment? Let's bring that back again. Representative Demmer, would you move that you reconsider the amendment or the motion by or the minutes of February, May 7th are was passed? All those in favor of reconsideration?
Aye.
And opposed? And then Representative Hoberg will again move the minutes before us to be reconsidered. Would you be comfortable in making an amendment that the motions reflect the roll call vote on the final passage?
Certainly, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Hoberg moves that the minutes of May 7th reflect the roll call registration vote of the final passage on the House File House File 3833. Is that correct?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Okay. All those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah. Carry. Thank you for correcting, catching that. Then we have the minutes before us then as amended. All those in favor of the minutes as amended signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carry. Okay, the next bill that we have before us, I want to do Representative Winkler. Is he here? Phyllis, would you like to make a motion?
Yes. I just have to move that it be recommended.
Representative Khan. Senate File 2471.
Yeah, that was the one, wasn't it?
No, we're doing the Winkler.
Are we doing a bill over here? Sorry.
Winkler.
Oh, so. Okay.
You're on that committee, so I think you're so.
Yes. Okay. I'll move Senate File 2471.
We have the motion before us. And Representative Winkler, you have an amendment. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair, I do, and I would appreciate it if someone moving that amendment.
Representative Khan would move the amendment. It's in your packet, S2471A1.
I'll move the A1 amendment.
Okay, Representative Winkler, before us. If you want us to have that included first, do you want to explain the amendment first?
Mr. Chair, I think you might want to just adopt the amendment and we can explain the bill.
Mr. Chair, if I might, somebody must have a phone on it. It's very irritating.
It's mine.
I'll check your phones to make sure that they're not on.
Mr. Chairman, I just turned mine off and it just may have been a coincidence. But
we'll accept it as a coincidence. Okay, we have the A1 amendment before us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And carried. Okay, the bill is in the form that the author wishes to have it. Representative Winkler, explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, the as amended Senate File 2471 is a new piece of legislation to require disclosure of independent expenditures made by corporations and others. This is a bill that is the product of the Citizens United case in February. We've been working on it all session long with a collection of stakeholders, including Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate, Common Cause, the League of Women Voters, the Business Partnership, and the Chamber of Commerce. The bill basically creates some clarity in state law around requirements for disclosing corporate expenditures. And it also reinstates disclaimer law in the state, which means, you know, those little taglines that you're supposed to put on materials prepared and paid for by so-and-so. Well, that language had been struck down by courts as being unconstitutional, and this recreates that language in a way that we think will pass constitutional muster in the Eighth Circuit, especially in light of the recent U.S. Supreme Court case, the Citizens United case, which gave a little more, I think, opening there for courts to allow those kind of disclaimer requirements. I think the chamber would like to testify in the bill. They have a concern about one provision, which we will continue to work on, Mr. Chair. And by and large, this bill represents a consensus piece of legislation. I think with the one exception that Mr. Franklin will discuss.
We usually don't take public testimony, but we'll make an exception for this, but it is an important piece of legislation. It is an amendment. So, Representative Lucheski, you have a question first?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Winkler, can you tell me on the disclaimer piece, which I like those, so I'm glad you're putting it back, but it was gone. So, for folks who may have already printed things without it, are they going to be caught in a window? Is your amendment recognized that there's a legal time now that it's been okay to not have a disclaimer? And is it only going to be going forward? after the date of passage?
Mr. Chair, Representative Lencheski, if you look at lines 6.7 and 6.8, it says that it's effective June 1, 2010 and applies to materials prepared or disseminated after that date.
Mr. Chair, to this point?
Representative Holbert.
I think you have to change the or to an and, because you could...
Just don't tell me where, what page.
I'm sorry, page 6, line 8, prepared and disseminated, because you could have it prepared. Some of us may have a whole storage locker full of prepared things that we will disseminate after June 1st that would be in conflict with the new law,
right,
because they were prepared before but disseminated after.
Exactly.
Mr. Chair, if there is a motion, I would consider that friendly.
Just let me ask you a question, though. How would we know that I had it prepared beforehand?
Well, your invoice.
Invoice.
Okay. I mean, it's all...
Okay, then the chair would move. Is that page 6.8? Change, is it the first or to an and? Is that correct?
Yes. Mr. Chair, that's correct.
Okay, all those in favor of that amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed and carried. Thank you, Representative Holbert, for catching that. Welcome to the committee. Identify
yourself. Mr. Chair, if I might, you move pretty quick here.
Well, that's okay.
Where is this new language? Has it been heard in another committee? Is there a fiscal? Usually in Ways and Means, we don't do policy. So I'm just, there's a fiscal note associated with the base bill, and I get that, and I've seen that before. But where did this language come from? Has it gone through committees? Is there a fiscal note associated with it?
Representative Winkler.
Mr. Chair, Representative Holbert, first, I think there may be a $3,000 fiscal note associated with the bill.
The mark is coming up.
Well, Helen can answer that, too.
Mr. Chair, we do have a preliminary fiscal note from the Campaign Finance Board. They said in fiscal year 11 there would be a $3,000 cost, but they were able to absorb that cost. And then again in fiscal year 13, a $2,000 cost that they would be able to absorb for the additional reporting requirements.
Mr. Chair, Representative Holbert, to the issue of the process, the bill, this was heard, I guess, as an amendment in the Finance Committee. And I did talk to Representative Pawlowski about, because this is where the bill was referred, he was hesitant to gavel in his committee again for fear that another amendment to a different bill might be brought up or possibly a motion to reconsider. And so we talked this through, and he was comfortable supporting doing this as an amendment in Finance and in Ways and Means.
So it has been heard in Finance, is that correct?
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
And Mr. Chair, if it was heard in Finance, then number one, why wasn't it put on the bill there? And number two, was the public able to provide testimony at that meeting?
Mr. Chair, Representative Holbert, the public was able to provide testimony. This bill was not, or this amendment was not put on this bill in Finance because it came out of Finance a long time ago. The bill that we're about to hear from Representative Kahn is where it was amended on into Finance. So it's actually in, if this amendment, or I guess it is adopted, it's now in both Senate File 2471 and in Representative Kahn's omnibus state government bill. And you can draw your own conclusions, Representative Holbert, as to why I thought two places might be better than one.
And Mr. Chair, if I might, I'm assuming that before this issue in any form comes to the floor, we'll have a final fiscal note on it as opposed to a preliminary one?
Representative Holbert would try our best, and the staff will do that.
All right, thank you.
The staff informs me that it's just Finance signature that it will change it from preliminary to an official fiscal note.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate that. Sir, welcome to the committee. Identify yourself for the tape, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Mike Franklin. I'm the Elections Policy Director for the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce. First, would like to thank Representative Winkler for all the work he's put into this. This has been a long process, and also thank him for the invitation to share one concern that we've raised just in the last couple of days about the language you see in front of you. And I direct your attention to, I think it's section 10, in the amendment, which starts with subdivision 15, contributions of dues or contribution revenue. That's language that has evolved over the course of the session, and prior versions of that language contained two words on line 4.15 that we considered important because they would not create a sort of a double standard between corporate political activity and individual activity. Now, to back up, in other committees, particularly in the other body, I've testified that this section to us is somewhat troublesome because it could mean that if the chamber, for example, were to make a political contribution to an independent expenditure political committee or fund, that we might be required under this language to disclose a list of our donors, or of our members, excuse me, to the campaign finance board. And I recognize the trouble that that can create with membership organizations, not just those based from businesses, but those based from individuals. But I also recognize the intent of wanting to get around knowing who's making political contributions and who's kind of behind these associations. Those are policy goals that have been somewhat at odds. Our association, our preference here would be to include the words or individual on line 4.15. So it would read, you provide the statement to the recipient's treasurer, a statement that includes the name and address of each individual or association, and so forth. And the reason to do that would be, like I mentioned, sort of twofold. One, you're not treating an association or a corporate actor with any higher level of disclosure that you would treat an individual. And second, and I know for sure this is not the intent of this language, but you would avoid creating essentially a loophole by which individuals could make a large contribution to an existing nonprofit corporation and completely skirt any disclosure of that contribution. Again, I know that's not the intention here, but it's a fear that we raised, and we'll continue to work with Representative Winkler and others to try to find a solution. So just raise that to the committee's attention, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Franklin? Thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Okay.
Any other questions, concerns, anybody? If not, then we have the House or Senate File 2471 as amended, be recommended to pass, and Representative Kahn renews her motion. All those in, as amended, be placed in the general registry. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Members, thank you. And the next one up, Representative Kahn, do you want to come forward?
This is now moving the Thiessen bill?
No, it's your bill. Thiessen's already out of here.
Oh, so.
We're down to you. Members, I've been asked to announce by Representative Carlson that the Finance Committee will meet on Wednesday. This may not be our last meeting, depending upon if they send any bills to us. Somebody's cell phone is still on.
Mr. Chair, you said Wednesday next week?
Oh, this week.
Thank you.
Tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Some of us have plans for Wednesday next week to not be here.
Everybody has plans for that, yeah. And it would be very helpful to get us out of here. Everybody has plans. Representative Kahn.
Yes. Mr. Chairman and members, there are a
would
couple
of... Would you like to move your amendment?
Yes, I'll move Senate File 3134, be recommended to pass, general order.
Okay.
Now, there is, I don't know that I have it, there's an amendment that has a set of amendments. Do we?
Okay, just one second.
It's passed out.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, is that
2646?
2646? No. Okay. Okay, this. So I'll move the 2646 amendment.
Okay, Representative Kahn moves the Amendment A 10-2646. Representative Carr.
Okay, this fixes a couple of things that are in the bill. For one, remember the big discussion that we had about the Severson Amendment on the House floor, and then allegedly fixed by me, but not really. And then essentially what happened is that the Department of Administration came to us and said that that language may make it impossible to receive federal funds for some DOT projects. Mr. Allen is here from the Department of Administration. If you want to hear more about that, this amendment has been checked with everyone involved, including Representative Severson, and it fixes the problem. So we won't be doing anything with the veterans' preference that the federal government doesn't allow us to do. That's the first part. The second part fixes up. We had a Mahoney bill go through setting up an authority, in 116W, setting up a science and technology authority, which has a lot of kind of outside entrepreneurial actions with it. One of the things that we're concerned about, and to anyone who doesn't think they should be concerned about it, I suggest that you read the Office of the Legislative Auditors, the Legislative Auditors report on E-Verify and the problems that we had with a private contractor in E-Verify. So all this does is this says that any projects or grants that are approved by the authority or other work that impacts state information systems, they're subject to the jurisdiction of the Office of Enterprise Technology in 16E, including but not limited to, and those are the specific review options that they have, and including the assurance of compliance with accessibility standards. Then we delete page 32, delete section 64. We had some language that was put in that administration wanted us to be able to go ahead with building 16, which had been vetoed from a bonding bill, but then they had used general fund money to start it, and there was some argument about whether this was impacting a bonding project or not, and we were assured it wasn't, and we put it in, and now people want it out, so we're taking it out. I do what I'm told. Then the other bill that's in here is Representative Markowitz's bill. Representative Markowitz's bill, which we passed, and I've seen these bills four times. It's hard to remember exactly where it was, but we passed this in Ways and Means the other day, and this is a technical fix-up to Representative Markowitz's bill, which is also included as part of this bill. So I think that explains the amendment. The 810 amendment. I'll move it.
Okay, we have the amendment before us. Any questions? Representative Lincheski?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is this the 2646 amendment?
Yes.
Can Rep. Simcon, could you explain what the sunsets are?
No. As I said, I've agreed to be a camel for these things, but I refuse to learn anything about them.
Mr. Shepard, welcome. Mr. Shepard.
Mr. Chair, members, Representative Lincheski, the sunsets here are the sunsets of the new parts of Representative Markowitz's bill that create the Commission on Innovation and some grant programs. And I've had conversations with him, and he had requested an amendment with these sunsets.
Thank you.
Okay, I could have actually said that.
If I recall right, I think that was kind of the discussion we had last night here as well. Other questions on the amendment? If not, then all those in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And carried.
Okay, sure.
Yes, Representative Lincheski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if Representative Holberg's trying to do the same thing. The amendment we made to the Winkler bill, which I think he said is in this bill, I think we need to amend into this bill.
Ms. Novak has the page in line.
Okay. Yes. Ms. Novak, can you help us out?
Mr. Chair and members, on page 22, line 34, delete the or and insert and.
Okay.
The first or.
The first or. Yes, there can. Page 22, line 34. The first or, delete the first or and insert the word and. Thank you. All those, the chair would so move. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? It carries. Members, normally we'd have some kind of a spreadsheet or fiscal note with this.
There is a.
And there is. And so this morning I asked Mr. Marks and Helen to kind of have the spreadsheet that's before you. You can
okay.
see, I think it includes all the things that are in there with one exception. The Secretary of State's was probably in the new preliminary fiscal note change from. Does this two still remain for this fiscal year? Ms. Roberts?
Mr. Chair, are you...
You're way down at the bottom.
Right. The bill was amended to include the campaign finance disclosure, but that cost will be absorbed by the campaign finance board.
Okay,
so we're still just showing the revenue loss.
Yeah.
Other questions on the spreadsheet? Any questions on the spreadsheet? Okay, if not, then Representative Kahn will move that Senate, newer motion is Senate File 3134, as amended, be recommended to pass and place in the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And opposed? And carried.
Thank you very much.
Members, thank you very much. We'll keep in tune. I don't think we have any other business for us today, so I'm going to go into recess and automatic distance dates. But you can never tell. So we'll stand in recess.